You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another friendly episode of Ask Drone You. I'm your lovely co-host, Paul.
Lovely indeed, Paul, and I am Rob. Not sure if I'm lovely or not, but happy to be co-hosting this with Paul. Happy to be here with you. Thankful that you're joining us for this episode number 828. And I look forward to having a little chat. Hopefully it brings you some value.
Hopefully it does bring you some value. Last chance, by the way, to sign up for the Drone You Fly In. You've heard me say it before, 10 exercises, 3 days, flying, learning. In fact, I just launched this little ad here, Rob. And it's, I would say it's one of my favorites because it really sums up what the fly-in is in one sentence. Ready? The ultimate drone conference. You'll fly a lot, learn even more, and make memories for life. And that was a testimonial.
Very cool. Yeah. That's right out of the mouth of someone who attended last year, right?
That is true.
Very cool. Yeah. There are conferences out there that are great, I'm sure, where they're, you know, the main tout is the number of vendors that are there, which I'm sure is great depending on what you're going to look for. Or what your goal for a conference is. But if your goal is to fly and learn and have a great time and meet people who have that same goal, then this one is the drone conference for you. We really hope to see you guys out there. It'll be a lot of fun.
Gotcha. All right, well, let's hear today's question. We're gonna be talking about surveying today. I mean, is it really possible? What does it take? What's the system? Can you really get survey-grade photogrammetry?
Hey guys, this is Kyle from Vancouver, Washington here. I wanted to check with you. I have a contractor, an excavation company, that would love to use my services, but they are in need of a surveyor to sign off on the data to send over to the city for their records. Has anybody worked with, in the past, a surveying company that would basically sign off on my data that I collected? I don't know how that would work and if it's even possible and if the most surveying companies even want to work with us. So thank you much. I look forward to your replies. And as always, love the information, guys.
Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate it. Again, envious of your plight up there in Vancouver. It's a beautiful part of the world. And I'm sure you're having a lot of fun flying and doing your thing up there. So survey grade data and how that can be managed by someone who's flying but is not a surveyor.
Well, I think it's really important to first preface this whole thing with we're not lawyers. Your laws are probably different in Canada than they are here in the United States. And again, this is one of those things where individual states are really showcasing what is okay and what isn't with drone mapping. And to go on a little bit further, you know, what is necessary in order to get a surveyor to sign off on your drone maps? Great question. In addition, what kind of maps are you doing? You said you're doing surveys for the surveyor. Are they like plot kind of surveys showcasing where lot lines are? We call them ALTA surveys here in the United States. What type of surveys are you doing? Because generally, and I think, Rob, if you want to add this as the title of typically, what are the key steps to getting survey-grade maps and how to get a surveyor to sign off on them? Look, there are some very important steps to getting survey-grade maps, and it's literally taken me like a year and a half, if not 2 years, to figure this out. Deep diving, meeting with surveyors, going all over the country, finding this out, and one guy out of Florida just really nailed it. I mean, we've been working with him to help them streamline the process of getting quote-unquote survey-grade ALTA surveys from drones. And they have surveyors sign off on their stuff every single day. I mean, literally every single day. And what it comes down to is the process. I mean, the process of getting, you know, high-grade GPS information. The first thing, you go out there and you set your GCPs, right? Everyone's like, oh, my GCPs, I'm just going to, you know, take our R class from the construction course, the YouTube video on how to make GCPs from Home Depot. You know, that point where the four corners meet together is supposed to be super high contrast so you can see it from the sky. But oftentimes it's so pixelated when you actually zoom into those photos that it's really hard to differentiate what that actual point is. This is something that we actually developed in our new landing pads to solve this problem because it's a big issue. If you can't pick that point out in the software, your manual tie points where you tie your maps together to get super accurate maps are not going to be able to tie to that exact point in position. You really want to get down to like 1 millimeter. In addition, those GCPs, step two, have to have a very high grade of GPS in order to have a high grade of accuracy. So if you're going to use anything that's $2,000 and cheaper, chances are you're not going to get something that's really accurate GPS. Trimble, the best in the world for surveying equipment. They created the Total Station. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Trimble has super high grade surveying equipment, especially PPK or RTK level GPS. You need RTK level GPS in your maps in order to get really good data. People are like, oh, if I'm going to be doing survey grade maps, should I get an M210 or an M600 Pro that has RTK GPS? The answer is no. The reason why, the RTK GPS doesn't actually utilize the GPS information onto the back end of the photo. So that RTK GPS, that great information you're getting, is not actually getting layered into the metadata on the back end of the photo. So it's really useless to you. So as long as we have good RTK level GPS data and a good way to showcase that data in our maps, that's really important. I'm not going to go through the entire detail of how to get survey grade maps. Otherwise, I would ruin relationships and I would not be able to build this course that we're building in September called Surveying with Drones. So I'm not going to give away every piece of information if that's what you're expecting to get out of this.
Don't think it is.
We have to do three different acquisition styles to get survey grade data. They have to be at different elevations, very similar elevations, but different elevations. And there's one particular map that we're going to do that is the most important, and that is just our nadir map. I'm not talking crosshatch. I'm talking a straight nadir map. Okay. When this happens, the weather has to be good, okay? The better the weather, meaning the more overcast it is, the better your maps are going to be, okay? Another thing, if you don't have the corners of the buildings in the map, guess what? You're not going to have your plat survey, so that's out of the question. How can you actually determine the accuracy of your map? Once you've processed all this stuff, you've added the GPS information into the map, you've tied all the maps together utilizing the ground control points where your GPS also came from, you've got your final map and you're sitting there asking yourself, well, how the hell do I know if it's accurate? Well, we know that your map is not accurate right now because we missed one important step, Rob. Do you know what that important step is?
No clue.
We didn't scale our maps. Mm. We got to set the scale of our maps back to the landing pads. Yeah, there's a reason we... Now you're starting to realize the value of these damn landing pads.
I realize
fantastic.
The value.
Can you put in that order right now? Anyway, sorry, this is a point of contention. We're going to end up going back and forth. The landing pads won't even get here in time for our best opportunity to sell them. So anyway, this is another inside joke here, okay? So next point that we're going to do, we need to set our scale. You can set your scale by using a measurement or measuring the landing pad in your map because we actually put a scale constraint on the landing pad. We're not going to talk about the accuracy of the scale constraint or how big your scale constraints should be to get the most accuracy as possible. So we go back to the surveyor. How do we know that this is an accurate map? Two ways. Number one, utilize older Alta surveys or plot surveys from the same area and compare the two surveys and see where they land on the GIS information database.
Which is what they did in Florida, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Second of all, what is your sigma squared value? How can you actually tell your accuracy? How can you actually measure the accuracy in your maps? We got to do a whole video on this because it's actually a process. There are certain key indicators that can showcase the accuracy of your maps. But something that's really simple to determine and showcase the accuracy of your maps is put a black 2x4 in the driveway or on the ground, super high contrast compared to whatever the background is from that. And just, you know, if the 2x4 is 8 feet long end to end, you know that if the 2x4 is 8 feet long end to end and you try to measure that in your map, and it's not 8 feet long, well, you got a good idea of how accurate your map is.
Interesting. Okay. So all that said...
Sorry. I like shows like this because like, ping, 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 ping.
Yeah, it's actually really interesting, and the technicalities of all of it is pretty cool. And the practical uses of it that actually affect work and everyday life and construction and so forth is really, really cool. So Kyle's sitting there with this construction company who wants to work with him and have him do some work for them, but he needs to work with a surveyor. So you're Kyle. How are you taking all that information? How are you taking your relationship with the construction company and that management and getting some surveyor interested in working with you to bring the full solution to that construction company?
This goes back to the whole negotiation tactics from Chris Voss. You know, if you got to get in there and you want to still work with the surveyor because you have to, you got to bring him out to the site and say, hey, I want to do a demo. I'm hoping maybe you can help me. I'm trying to do some drone mapping here, and I want to showcase to you how accurate it is. So maybe one day you'll sign off on this. And I think it's important to show you the process, because if you know the process, then chances are you're probably going to be more likely to sign off on the map. Is that right?
Sure. And so then also...
Whoa. Stop right there. You said sure. Remember, there are two answers here.
It's got
you're right or that's right.
Are you telling me that?
I'm telling you this. That's right means I agree with you, but I'm not on board. Okay? You're right means yes, you're right. I am on board 100%.
Yeah, but I said sure.
That doesn't tell us anything. That means you gave us a yes without being tied to the yes.
Yeah, and I actually wasn't in character. I was actually going to kind of move on to the next point of that particular question.
Well, I like these games. Thing, this is fun for me.
I don't mind them. It's just funny. A little misunderstanding there.
Then the next thing we would go into is mirroring, okay?
No, my point is by coming back to the description of the scenario, bringing them out there to the field with you, it allows them to see what you do. It allows them to ask questions. It allows you to say what would make you comfortable
with my work. You know what we call that?
Right?
You know what we call that?
What?
Tactical empathy.
Boom. Tactical empathy.
Thanks, Adam Grant.
Apparently there's another book that you're supposed to read.
There's like three more, but we're not going to talk about that.
Anyways, the bottom line is know what you're doing. You're going to have to understand. Again, it really, empathy is so powerful. Empathy simply meaning know where they are coming from.
You're right.
That's kind of the main thing about the main thing is being empathetic in order to connect and build that relationship with that surveyor. Understand what is going to make them comfortable, because they're still, I think it's very, very, very early. It's in the infancy of this this aspect of our industry and of their industry. And I think there's potentially, I'm not speaking to all of you if you're a surveyor listening. This isn't necessarily you, but there is some threats being felt by drone pilots coming in and doing some of this stuff, right? So you've got to build those bridges with these folks. But I guess the bottom line is it is doable, right? Meaning a pilot can connect with a surveyor and work together and have the surveyor sign off on the work of the pilot.
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, that's the bottom line.
You know, the big things that drone pilots can't do is, you know, say where lot lines are, like this is where your property is and this is where it isn't. They can't interpret the accuracy of their maps. And this is generally the again, not a lawyer, preface that. Generally speaking, that's what you do. So
sure.
I think it's really important. But
I
think we answered his question.
Hope so.
If you have a question, go to askdroneu.com, upload that question. But that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity. Or they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.